Rebbe Yitzchak explained this. In the middle of the night, I entered the room of the Mefaked, the Menahel, the head of the jail. A great fear came on me. There's a huge table over there, red, like blood. I was so worried. Yeah, it says, yeah, they're called the Red Army, they were red. Right, everything's red, their house is red, their table is red. The face of the Menahel looked very scary, it looked like a murderer. But when I looked a bit deeper, I realized that it's a Jew. A Jew is looking at me. And he started asking questions. You have what to say? So I said, that I want to say what I have in my heart in Yiddish because I cannot speak. It's hard for me to speak Russian. Yiddish I don't speak, he said. I don't speak well. So Levitz told him, yeah, but you speak better Yiddish than I speak Russian. So we started speaking Russian. Yeah, Yiddish. Yeah. So he told him like this, do you know what's written here in the pages in front of you? So he told him, if you would have been at the place when the witnesses who claim what they claim here, what they did to them in order for them to say these lies, you wouldn't believe a word of what it says there. They forced him to sign it. Rebbe Yitzchak said years later, by the way, all the things that were written there were true. Yeah, I did teach Torah and I did do all these things. They were right, 100%. Anyways, he said, so, what do you want? So, Rebbe Yitzchak said, what do I want? I want to get out of here. I just want to go live my life. Fine, you can go. I can't believe you. So the Menahel told him, look. He tells the guy who's writing the things next to him, look, I'm such a low place that even I'm a Jew, and even this Jew does not believe me when he attempts to go. So he's telling you, where are you going to go in the middle of the night? And in my head, I'm thinking, careful, careful. I don't know what they're doing here against me. They're for sure doing something again. I can't believe they're going to release me. I'm going to go to the Vagzal, to the train station. But it's freezing over there. It was February then. What are you going to do there? So give me some money so I can rent a room. Is this a dream or is it true? He's telling me to go. He's telling me he'll give me money to go. And he's giving me passports. Also, they gave me the passports back. Rebbe Yitzchak was looking happy, and he's saying, ah, Baruch Hashem, look where I was. I was sure that I'd be dead in a few minutes. And now I'm going out. They're taking us down. There are 5 soldiers that brought us there, and they said, tell them they're out. What? Just yesterday brought them here, and now they're leaving already? Yeah, I'm responsible. Let them go. Thursday night, Erev Rosh Chodesh Adar, 2 o'clock in the morning, and we're free to go. Remember, we're walking foot by foot. How did this miracle happen? We're walking outside in the city for free, we're free. What happened was, years later, found out that this general, he was a chatan of a chassid Breslev. His father-in-law was a Breslev of a chassid. Even though he was completely off the way, off the derech, and his father told him, listen, if sometime a breast of a chassid comes to you, and you have trouble, do everything to help them, okay? And he said, okay. And they brought these 2 Jews, of Levi Yitzchak and Rav Chaim Rozin. He understood that this is what his father probably meant. And he said to leave. And now we understand why when he saw on the documents, breast liver problems, it said breast liver over there, the breast livers, and the breast of gang, right away he said, I want them here in front of me. Because he knew he will be able to take care of it. Kitzur, Baruch Hashem. He even gave them tickets to go on the train, everything. Yeah. So, we'll continue with that. Maybe tomorrow, maybe Tuesday, we'll see. Call.
Cool.